Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tzadik Vav, and we are 10 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis, the two dots, Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Shepoysel V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema, V'chayim Meloza Ben Rachel Leah, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Baruch Ben Rachel, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Sar Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Miriam Bas Rivka, Ayala Tamar Bas Esther, Leah Gittel Bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas Shlom, so we're still in Perek Isha Rabba, and the sugya has not changed since the beginning of the Perek, and that is we're discussing the halachos of Eidos Isha. Specifically, we're in the middle of discussing the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah said what would happen if a man's wife went to Medina Sayam. Edom came and told this man that his wife died. As a result, he was now free to marry his wife's sister. Now, he didn't need to hear that his wife died in order for him to get married, because pre-cherem derabbeinu gershon, a person could have more than one wife. However, he did have to hear that his wife died in order for him to be able to marry achos ishtoi. V'kachav, he married achos ishtoi, and then his wife showed up. Says the Mishnah, that halacha is, he's allowed to go back and live with his wife, meaning the achos isha obviously was a marriage b'taos, and he'll have to deal with that, perhaps in Shamayim, but as far as the halacha goes, he's allowed to go back and live with his original wife. And this is in sharp contrast to the first Mishnah in the Perek, which has really been the theme that underpinned the entire Perek, and that is a married woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam, and an Eid Echad came and said that your husband died, and she got married based on the Eidos of the Eid Echad, and then her husband showed up, the halacha, she's not allowed to go back to her original husband. The din is, teitze mizeu mizeu. Now the Mishnah on Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis concluded with a very cryptic statement that was made by the Tana Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Yomer Rabbi Yossi said, Kol she'poysel al yedei acherim, poysel al yedei atzmai. V'chol she'ein poysel al yedei acherim, ein poysel al yedei atzmai. Now, what exactly does Rabbi Yossi mean? Rashi said, b'gemara mefarshal. And that's really the first gemara that we are going to learn right now. But we already spoke out when we learned the Mishnah a little bit what Rabbi Yossi meant. It was necessary because it segued into the first Gemara that discussed this Mishnah. So I think it's kedai to just chazer the poshit havana in Rabbi Yossi before we enter the storm, which is going to be the more detailed and the more iyun havana in terms of what it is that Rabbi Yossi meant. So it's mavur from the Gemara that the Gemara understood that what Rabbi Yossi was saying was, what would be if the two cases of the Mishnayos merged and they came together? Meaning, there was a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam, and there was a man whose wife went to Medina Sayam. And Eid Echad came and told this woman, your husband died. Edom came and told this man that your wife died. It just so happens that this woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam was the man who was told that his wife died in Medina Sayam's wife's sister. A woman that he was only allowed to marry because he was told that his wife had died. And he taka married her. Now that the man and the woman both show up, so what's the halacha? Pashat, the halacha would be you look at each case individually. You bifurcate the cases. The isha shahalach bailam Medina Sayam, teitze mizeh mizeh. The man whose wife went to Medina Sayam, muteres lachzor loy. And that's what the Tanakama, that's what the Chachamim would hold. Rabbi Yossi came and he commented. And he said in this case, the halacha is going to be that the man who married achos ishtoi will be aser to ishtoi. Why? Because being that his bia, his marriage to achos ishtoi, made achos ishtoi aser to her husband, she's teitze mizeh u'mizeh, so too, that bia, that marriage, has to make him aser to his wife. What exactly is the svara? That's not something we're going to get into. But there's some sort of migu, mitoich type of svara that says that if ahanu maisa, Rashi says, that she should be aser on her husband, ahanu maisav, that he has to be aser to his wife as well. So high level, that's what Rabbi Yossi is talking about. But Rabbi Yossi didn't simply say that. Rabbi Yossi was very, very wordy. Rabbi Yossi said, kol she poysel al yedei acherim, poysel al yedei atzmai. And there was another part of Rabbi Yossi. V'chol she'ein poysel al yedei acherim, ein oy poysel al yedei atzmei. And it's in the wordiness of Rabbi Yossi that Chazal realized that there's more than meets the eye. And that is the very first part of today's daf. Zok tehil gemara. Rabbi Yossi yoimer, kol she'poysel v'chulu. Says the gemara, mai ka'amar. Rabbi Yossi, what exactly is Rabbi Yossi saying? Ilema. Is Pshat and Rabbi Yossi as follows. The Tanakama said, the Azal Ishtav Gisel in Medina Sayam. What would be if a man's wife went to Medina Sayam and his shvagar, meaning his wife's sister's husband, also went to Medina Sayam? And an Eidachot came and said, the shvagar died. And Edom came and said, his wife died. And this man ended up marrying his wife's sister, his sister-in-law. And then they both showed up. Now, the Kama Tanakama, what would the Tanakama hold? That the halacha is Eishes Gisoy Asira the Ishtay Shaya. The Eishes Gisoy, she would be Asir. Why? Because Isha Shalach Bailam Dina Sayam is Tetsim Mizam Mizah. Ishtay would be Shaya, because if a person marries Achis Ishtay, he remains mutter to his wife. But come with Rabbi Yossi, and it's on that Rabbi Yossi saying, Kehechid Ishtay Shaya, just like this man's going to be mutter to his wife, so too Eishes Gisoy Nami Sharya, so too his sister in law is going to be mutter to her husband. Meaning, even though ordinarily the Allah is Tetsim Mizam Mizah, over here the Allah is not going to be Tetsim Mizam Mizah. Is that what Rabbi Yossi meant? Now we know already from our Akdama, that's not what Rabbi Yossi meant. But we're going through the process now in real time. The Gemara is addressing all the different possible pshatim in the Mishnah until we finally get to the Maskan. But the Gemara says that can't be what Rabbi Yossi meant. Why? Because if that's what Rabbi Yossi meant, kol she'in poysel al yedei acherim in poysel al yedei atzmai, is that the right verbiage? What Rabbi Yossi should have said was as follows. Kol she'in poysel al yedei atzmai, anytime this marriage does not make himself possible to his wife, his marriage to Achis Ishtoi, which was a problem, doesn't make him possible to his wife, so too any poysel al yedei acher. So too, it would then mean, because of this migu mitaych, it would mean some sort of svara, that this woman would also not be asa to her husband, mibayle. That's what it should have said, and that's not what Rabbi Yossi said. The Ella, so clearly that's not what Rabbi Yossi means to say. What does he mean to say? Rabbi Yossi means to say just the opposite, what we did speak out in the introduction, and that is that in this case, this woman's going to be usher to her husband. So too, this man has to be usher to his wife. Meaning, just like Eishes Gisoy Asira, Ishtainami Asira, so too, this man has to be usher to his wife. Klar. But the Gemara says there's a problem, because Hotenach Kol Shepoysel. That would explain the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah is that Kol Shepoysel al Yedei Acherim, Poysel al Yedei Atzmi, which means precisely this, being that this marriage made the woman asser to her husband, so to this marriage has to make the man asser to his wife. The problem is, kol she'enoi poysel mayavidate. What does the next part of the Mishnah mean? When it says, v'chol she'en poysel al yedei acherim, enoi poysel al yedei atzmai. So Tosfos asks an obvious question. Frank Tosfos, maybe that means in the case where it wasn't a shvager, where it wasn't a sister-in-law, in a regular case where there's no enoi poysel al yedei acherim, because there is no situation as far as she goes, so b'chai gavna, the halach is going to be. And you post like they asked me, but Tosfos says, loy mistaber, it wasn't mashma, that's what Rabbi Yossi was referring to. Meaning, it sounds like that Rabbi Yossi is saying that in the case of Ishtoi v'gisoi that both went to Medina Sayam, there is a time where it's going to be poysel al yedei acherim, which is poysel al yedei atzmai, and there's going to be a case where it's ene poysel al yedei acherim, and thus it's going to be ene poysel al yedei atzmai. So the Gemara wants to know what exactly is that case. And to explain this, the Gemara is going to be forced to say two pshatim in Rabbi Yossi. First pshat. Rav Ami said, Aresha. Rabbi Yossi was referring back to the very, very first Mishnah. What was the very first Mishnah? So the Mishnah really mentioned two different cases. There's a married woman, her husband went to Medina Sayam. In one case, an Eid Echad came and said, your husband died. In the other case, the Seif of the Mishnah, two Eidim came and said, your husband died. What was the Nafkamina? Well, there were a few Nafkaminas, but the primary Nafkamina was when Eid Echad comes and says, Meis Bailech, and then the husband shows up, Teitzim Yizeh Mizeh. If two Eidim would say, Meis Bailech, then the Halacha would be, Muteres Lachsel. So said Rav Ami, this is the two parts of Rabbi Yossi. This is Alpi Bezdin, Teitzeu, Ptur Menach Karban. In the event that she got married Alpi Bezdin, meaning she got married Alpi Eid Echad, so then the Halacha is Teitzeu Mizeh Mizeh. However, she was a Shoigeg by Raz Bezdin, so the Halacha doesn't have to bring a Karban. Alpi Eidim. In the event that she got married Alpi Eidim, then the Halacha is Teitzeu, V'chayeves B'Karban. Teitzei from the second husband, but she's allowed to go back to her original husband, and she has to bring a carbon yofa. Koyach shel bezdin shepetur min a carbon, and koyach bezdin is a yofa. Then in that case, you're going to be potter min a carbon. Either way, what we need is that if she got married al pied echad, then the halach is she's aser to her original husband. Teitzei mizeh umizeh. If she got married al piedim, so then it's teitzei from the second husband, but she's allowed to go back to her original husband. So on this, with this background, which we already know, the kama tanakama says the tanakama loishna al piedim de ishes gis. The Tanakhama said that Misha halach ishtoi v'gisoi limedina sayom. The halach is in either case. If ishtoi shows up and gisoi shows up, eshes gisoi is going to be asira, but ishtoi is going to be muteris. And it doesn't matter if when eshes gisoi, his achos isha got married, she got married al piyei dechot, or in which case she's taki gid mi yasser, or if she got married al pitu edim, in which case she's mutter to go back to her husband. It makes no difference. There's no shaykhis between him being mutter or asser to his wife versus eshes gisoy being mutter or asser to her husband. It makes no difference. And that's what the Tanakhama is saying. So it doesn't matter if she got married al piedim, where she's mutter to go back to her husband, or even if she got married al piedecha, where she's asser to go back to her husband. So now there's a makom to say a migor or a mitoich. The kabbalah Rabbi Yossi, and that's Rabbi Yossi commented back. He said, al pi bezdin the poisel al yedei cherim, if she got married al pi bezdin, meaning al pi edechot, so now when the husband shows up, what's the halacha? She's aser to her husband, so then poisel al yedei atzmai, because we say ahanu maisav, there's a zasor tzvaris, he's going to be aser to his wife. Al pi edim, however, if she got married al pi edim, the einoi poisel al yedei cherim, where she does not become aser to her husband, in that case, she's not going to be posel ayde atzma either. So Rav Ami, who's the easier pshat in the Gemara, said that pshat in Rav Yossi is as follows. Rav Yossi Yomer again, kol she posel ayde acherim, we're talking about where ishtoi v'gisai both went to Medina Sayam. So in the event that Inate Echad was the one that was made, that Eishes Gisai can get married, and then he showed up, in that case she's going to be asa to her husband. Being that she's going to be asa to her husband, it's ahanu maisav, this marriage that she should be asa to her husband, so too, he's going to be puzzled to his wife. The same case, the case where it was ishtoi v'gisoi, which it's mistaber, that's Rabbi Yossi means, like Tosfos spoke out. In that case, gufa, there's a hechet timtzo, where she won't be posel al yedei acherim. What do you mean? How's it possible? When she got married al pi tu edim. So in that case, she's not posel al yedei acherim. If she's not posel al yedei acherim, any posel al yedei atzmoi. So there's no ahanu maisav, there's no mitoich, there's no migu. And it's for that reason that Allah is, he's going to be mutter to his wife. That's the first pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said a different pshat in Rabbi Yossi. He said, "Lo oylam aseifa." That Rabbi Yossi is not referring back to the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah where the Kol Shel Poisel is where she was Nisus Al Pi Edechad, and the Kol She'enoi Poisel is talking about where she was Nisus Al Pi Duedim. But rather the Sefer. The Sefer is really the whole Hemshech of the Perek, which primarily is talking about where she was Nisus Al Pi Edechad, not Al Pi Duedim. So really the Kol Shel Poisel and the Kol She'enoi Poisel are both talking about where she got married Al Pi Edechad. Okay, so what's the Kol Shel Poisel and what's the Kol She'enoi Poisel? So said Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Shtikol Torah. The Azli Arusasoi Vigisoi, Hod the Azli Ishtoi Vigisoi. So the truth is, the Bach changes the Gerson and the Gemara, the Toichen of the Gemara is the same. We're just going to go with the Gerson and the Gemara itself. The two cases are, in one case, the man that was married, whose wife went to Medina Sayam, she was Arusasoi. They were married, but all there was Erisin. In the other case, she was ishtoi, meaning there was a proper nesuin. The Tanakhama said, loishna ishtoi v'gisoi, v'loishna arusase v'gisoi. It doesn't matter if there was erisin, it doesn't matter if there was nesuin. The halach is gisoi asira. We're going on the seifa. If an edechad was the one that was made, that she's allowed to get married, and then the husband showed up, the halach is she's going to be asir, teitze mizeh mizeh v'ishtoi shariyo, and he's going to be mutter. It doesn't matter if there was erisin or nesuin. At this point, we can't even fathom what the difference would even be. But it doesn't matter, because the only reason we would ever compare would be because of some svara of ahanu maisav, migu mitoich, azas sort svara, and Tanakhama don't subscribe to that svara. So for that reason, it doesn't matter what happened. She's also say that you're mutter, and for that reason, this is not going to be a problem. For Kamali, Rabbi Yossi, then Rabbi Yossi came, and Rabbi Yossi said, no, ishtoi v'gisoi, as it relates to ishtoi v'gisoi, in the event that this man was married b'nesuin to his wife, and she, his wife, together with the brother-in-law, went to Medina Sayam. The lek lemeimer, in this case, you can't say, t'no havale b'nesuin.
Being that there was a proper Nisuin, it's impossible for anyone to rationalize and think that maybe there was a Tanai in the Nisuin. So over there, in that case, the Enoi Poisel Al Yedei Achar, Enoi Poisel Al Yedei Atzmoi. That would be an example of Enoi Poisel Al Yedei Achar. And because he is Enoi Poisel Al Yedei Achar, so too is Enoi Poisel Al Yedei Atzmoi. Arusasoi V'gisoi. However, if there was only an Erisin, the Ikkel Amei B'Tanah Havali B'Kedushin, where it's possible to say that there was a Tanai in the Kedushin, U Poisel Al Yedei Achar, as for that reason, she's going to be Aser to her husband. Once she's Aser to her husband, that's Rabbi Yossi's Chiddush. She holds Af Poisel Al Yedei Atzmoi, so too Poisel Al Yedei Atzmoi. So this Gemara is it's very, very sussum, and there's a very long Rashi, and really a few Rashis that explain the Gemara. And really, the way Rashi explains, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha is understanding that Rabbi Yossi had a whole different Havana in really the whole halacha of Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh versus and relative to everything that we've discussed up until this point. And really, to understand Rabbi Yossi, there's a few points. Number one, up until now, if you ask anyone who's been learning the daf for the last week, what's pshat that ha'isha sholach b'aylam dinas liyam, and the dechad comes and says that your husband died, she got married, and then the husband showed up, and you have all the knosses that were mentioned in the Mishnah, ketzei mizeh mizeh, etc., etc., etc. Why? What did she do so terrible? Why are we imposing such cruel and unusual punishment? It's clear that we're being very, very machmer on her. What's the reason for that? So pashup shah, and this is what Rashi speaks out, and this is what we've learned up until now in the sugya, it's a knas. The reason is because we only allowed her to get married with the Edecha because we trusted her. Because we said, Daiki Yishu Mintzaba. Well, the Gloy Mil said that she wasn't so Daiku Mintzaba. And it's for that reason we give her a knas, and this is what we impose. Rabbi Yossi says Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha had a whole different Havana in why Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh. And as we're going to see, it's going to chop a major Nafcha Min Alalacha. Rabbi Yossi understood the reason was for something else. He was worried that it looks a little bit like this man is being Machzer Grushasa. Meaning, he had a man that was married, and she got married to somebody else. And then he ended up marrying her again. If that's going to happen, what does it look like? You're being machzen grushasa mishenises, which is something that you're allowed to do. Now, the emes is that that's not really what happened. What happened over here was she was never married to the second man. The whole thing was done betas. But all the innocent bystanders and all the people that are being danas chaveroi, they don't necessarily know that. And as a result, they're going to start making assumptions that what happened over here was is this person was machzer grushasai. So it's because of the optics that it looks a little bit like machzer grushasai. So it's for that reason we're concerned. And that's why there's a halacha of Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh. So it has nothing to do really with knas, but the whole yisoid of why this halacha is true is based on the fact that there's a machzer grushasai component. That's what it looks like, and that's when there's a problem. Now, what would be if we knew for sure that what happened over here was is there was some sort of ties? According to Rabbi Yossi, there's no halacha of Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh. According to the Chachamim, the reason Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh is because you should have done better research. It's a knas. And like this, we're going to prevent people from making this mistake in the future. That's this whole game. That's the spiel. And that's how Eidos Isha works for Eidechad. It's all predicated on that. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's all because of Achshash Machzeg Ushasai. So Avifel, it's obvious that there's more to the story. Avifel, it's obvious that this must have gone down because of some sort of ties. So in that case, there's not going to be a problem. Says Rabbi Yossi, in the case where you had a woman, Shehalach Bailam Dinasayah, and she got married based on the testimony of an Eidechad. But you know she married? She ended up marrying her sister's husband, meaning the Baal Sheni, to her, had an Achais Isha relationship. Achais Ishtoi is something that's Aser. And if a man would divorce his wife and then want to marry her sister, that's also something that he wouldn't be able to do. Baal Karchach, if he married his wife's sister, what does that mean? That means that he was under the impression that his wife's sister died. Now, it turns out that she showed up. Baal Karchach, there was some sort of ties. Because Ishtoi V'Gisa, they both showed up together. So it's Muchach, there was a ties. Where's the Muchach, there was a ties? From his perspective. Because if there was no ties over here, and all this was one big happy family where everyone's just getting divorced, so if that's what's happening, then on his end, there would have been a problem. Because he can't marry Achiz Grushasai, so where it's your... The only Baal Karchach was a tois. Once there was a tois, so that in of itself is a reason for us not to have a problem. And if that's the case, that would be a svara to say that it's muchach, then that there wasn't a machzik rishos, and if there's no machzik rishos, so you shouldn't have the halacha of teitzim mizeh mizeh. However, that's not always true. This, that it's muchach, from the Baal Sheni, that when he married Achis Ishtoi, there was a tois, meaning Edom had made a mistake or had lied, is only true if he was married to his wife Benesuin. However, if he was married to his wife Be'erisin, there is no hechrich. And the reason there's no hechrich is because there's always another possibility. You know what could have been? It could be a man was married to Rachel. He was married to her al Tanai. All it was Erisin. Kedushin, you can make al Tanai. And then the Tanai never played out. And as a result, the Kedushin was batal. So it turns out he was never married to Rachel. He was allowed to marry Rachel's sister Leah. So in the event that the Baal Sheni, this man whose wife went to Medina Sayyam, she was Ishtoi, there was Nesuin. So Baal Korchach, when he married Achis Ishtoi, it couldn't have been based on Gerishin, it must have been based on a Tois. If it's based on a Tois, so now already there's no Chash that people are going to think Machzik Rushasoi as it relates to Eshes Gisoi, as it relates to her. So therefore the halacha is that there's no reason to say Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, so they'd be able to stay married. If, however, there was only an Erisin, so it's not Muchach from the fact that he married Achis Ishtoi, that it was based on Tois. If all the people that are being done like Kav want to be done, they could done. Because at the end of the day, they could always read Zechayin. Or maybe it was a Kedushin Allah tonight. I mean, you have to be a Baal Kishrin sometimes to be done like Kav. But if that's the case, so you're going to say, oh, the whole thing happened Allah tonight. And as a result, that's a real legitimate possibility. And because it's a real legitimate possibility, so therefore the halacha would have to be Teitzei Mizeh U'Mizeh. So Zokrab Yossi like this. In an instance where it's going to be Teitzei Mizeh U'Mizeh for Eshes Gisoi. So that's Rabbi Yossi's big vart. He takes the next step. He says, Ahanu Maisav. He says, Amigu. He says, Amitoich. Such a svara. And he says, so too, he's going to be Asar on his wife. However, in the case where she is going to be mutter to her husband, why would she be mutter to her husband? Because it's Muchach to a tois. And Rabbi Yossi holds the only reason there's ever a problem with Teitzei Mizeh U'Mizeh is because of the Chashash Machzik Rishasoi. So if that's the case, so in a situation when you don't have Achshash, so if she's not Teitzei Mizeh U'Mizeh, so Kamuvin, then it's Pasha. It goes without saying that there's not going to be a problem as it relates to him either. So what does Rabbi Yossi mean in the Veinig again? Just going back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Kol she poisel al yedei acherim, in a case where it was poisel al yedei acherim, in a case where we are concerned that it looks like Machzik Rishasoi, what's that case? Where it was Holach Ishtoi V'Gisoi, but it wasn't Ishtoi. It was Arusasoi. It wasn't, all it was Erisin. I think that it was only Erisin, so there is a chash maybe that it's going to look at Machzik Rishasoi. So then the halacha is, oh, Poisla Yidei Atzmoi. She's going to be Aser, Teitzei Mizeh U'Mizeh, so he has to be Aser as well. V'chosha in Poisla Yidei Acherim, but in the event that it's Ishtoi, so over there, there's no Tanai because he can't make it Nesuim but Tanai. So Baal Korchach, what was it? It was a Tois. Zatifilu was a Tois. So she's going to be Mutter. If she's going to be Mutter, in Poisla Yidei Atzmoi. So then Fashleitzach, you don't have the Hanu Maisav, and there's no reason for us to then go ahead and make this migo, because there is no migo, and that is the second pshat in Rav Yossi, says the Gemara. So we have two pshatim in Rav Yossi, but either way, we have shitas Rav Yossi, who said, kol she poisla yidei acherim, poisla yidei atzmai, v'chol she in poisla yidei acherim, enu poisla yidei atzmai. Omer Rav Yehuda amma Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, halacha ki Rav Yossi. You want to know what halach is? We paskin like Rabbi Yosef. So we're not finished. Paskin for Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha. He said, "Amir Mashmul Hachi. Is it possible that Shmuel said that halach is Rabbi Yosef? But itma we learned Yevama as it relates to a Yevama. Rav Omar Rav said, Harehi ke'eshesish. She's like an eshesish. V'shmul Amashmul said, Eina ke'eshesish. She's not like an eshesish. So this is a very open, cryptic type of statement. A Yevama. Rav said she's like an eshesish. Shmuel said she's not like an eshesish. Benegay what? I mean, there's a whole bunch of halachas that are negay and eshes ish that we can clarify shaylas. Yevama, yeah, like an eshes ish or not like an eshes ish. So the Gemara is going to take an initial stab at what this might mean. Ultimately, at the end of the sugya, the Gemara is going to throw out a few possibilities because really, this can mean a lot of things. But the Gemara says like this: Vamir Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said, "Kigon shekidesh achaveso isha." The case that Rav and Shmuel were arguing about was where Ruvain was mekadesh, emphasis on kedushin. He was mekadesh a woman. V'halach loy the medina sayam, and then he went to in a sayam. The Shoma Shemes Achiv. Then an Eid Echad came and said that Reuven died. Okay, so now she's free to get married. However, she has a Yavam. The Omad, Shimon got up, the Nosa Sishtoi, and he did Yibum. And then Reuven showed up.
So it's essentially the case of a Isha Rabba. However, over here, the husband was a Yavam. The Rabbam, a Rab says, a Reika Ishazish, that's really Yavam. She's an Ishazish, and she's also to the Yavam, meaning, not that she's also to Shimon, that's Pasha, she's also to Shimon, she's married to Ruvain, but she's also to Ruvain, the halach is Tetzim Mizeh Mizeh. The Shmuel, and Shmuel said, Enoke Ishazish, that we don't say the halach of Tetzim Mizeh Mizeh, the Sharyale, and the halach is that she's going to be Mutter. So what's Pshat in Shmuel? What's Pasha Pshat? Shmuel says that in the event that this woman had ended up marrying the Yavam, what happened was Yibum, then you're not going to have the halacha of Teitza Mizeh Mizeh. So Pashup Shan and Shmuel is, and again, we need a lot of help from Rashi over here, but Pashup Shan and Shmuel is because Shmuel held like Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel held like Rabbi Yossi that the reason the Chachamim said Teitza Mizeh Mizeh is not because they gave her a knas. It's not because she wasn't Daiku Mintzeba. But rather, the reason the halacha is Teitza Mizeh Mizeh is because it's Niris Kemachse Grushasai. Over here, it's not Niris Kemachse Grushasai. Because Lu Yitzuyer, what happened was, Reuven really didn't die. Rather, Reuven divorced his wife. Could she have married Shimon? Of course not. Eshasach, even Lach HaGerishin. So it's not possible, it's not feasible that what happened over here was Machse Grushasai. It can't be that there was a Gerushin, he married her, and then he decided to marry her again. There's Eishes Achs going on here. So, Bal Karkach, what happened? There must have been some sort of ties. So, to the extent that some sort of ties, it's for that reason, it's going to be Shaila. In other words, the Machloik is Rav and Shmuel is, Pachtos, Rav holds Teitze Mizeh Mizeh, like the Chachomim in the Mishnah, and Daf Tzadik Dalid. It's because they hold that it's related to a Knas. It's related to a Knas. She wasn't Daiku Mintzvah. What difference does it make if it was a Yavam? Whereas Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi Svara. And because he holds of Rabbi Yossi Svara, so it's for that reason, it doesn't look like Machsegru Shasa in this case, and being that it doesn't look like Machzegu Shasai, so it's for that reason, this is going to be the halach. Abbas, freak the Gemara, this is a maskefla, right? This was a maskefla. Shmuel said the halach is like Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara said maskefla Rabbi Yossi, right? The way we just explained the Gemara, it's beautiful. This is Shmuelish Itasai. The Gemara asks it as a kasha. Why is it a kasha? The reason it's a kasha is because Tainas, the Gemara, that if everything Rabbi Yossi said, Shmuel held like, that even in this case, the halacha should have been Teitza Mizeh Mizeh. Because what are you telling me? You're telling me it's not possible that Reuven simply gave his wife a get, and then Shmuel married, and then Shimon married her, and then he took, because there would have been a problem of Eshesach. But there is a scenario. You know what the scenario is? What happened was Reuven, when he was married, he was only married Bekedushin. Rav Huna said, "Kegoin shekidesh achiv eso isha." Being that all there was kedushin, there's always a possibility that it was a kedushin ala tnai. And in the event that it was a kedushin ala tnai, that would have allowed now Shimon to go and marry her. Aye, she's an eshesach. The Teretz says it was done ala tnai. So Avifel, you're concerned that maybe it was ala tnai. So it's not muchach for sure. There was a toyus over here. And if it's not muchach, so then it should be hoder dino that the halacha should be teitzim mizeh mizeh. And from the fact that Shmuel said the halacha is there's no Teitza Mizeh Mizeh, granted you see that he holds in a gewisse must like Rabbi Yossi, the foundation of Rabbi Yossi, which is that Rabbi Yossi holds that Teitza Mizeh Mizeh is not a knas, but Teitza Mizeh Mizeh is because of the chashash machzeg rishasai. But at the same time, you don't see that he holds legamri like Rabbi Yossi, because if he held legamri like Rabbi Yossi, that you always could you can always entertain the possibility that maybe the Kedushin was done a lot tonight. Then in this case, why don't you say that maybe the Kedushin was done a lot tonight? And this was Rabbi Yosef's Kasha. So if Rabbi Yosef asked the Kasha, who's going to answer the question? Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said, Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, you're asking a Kasha on Shmuel based on the fact that Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and here you see doesn't hold the gamri like Rabbi Yossi, you're assuming that Shmuel learned Rabbi Yossi the way Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha learned Rabbi Yossi, which was the harder pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Maybe he learned pshat in Rabbi Yossi, the more posh pshat in Rabbi Yossi. Maybe he held like Rabami, Dilma Krabami Kama. And if he held like Rabami, then there's no kasha, because then Rabbi Yossi, all Rabbi Yossi is saying is Migu, where it was Halach ishtay v'gisla m'dinasayam, that to the extent Eishes Gisla is also l'gisla. He says, so too, this man is going to be also l'ishtay. He never got involved in a whole new pshat in why Teitza Mizeh Mizeh. He never got involved. Do we think that maybe the Kedushin was done on tonight? Do we not think the Kedushin was done on tonight? So being that it's not muchach that Reb Shmuel ever held like Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, so of course the kasha is not a kasha. And then he went vayta by. He said, v'inam yad Reb Yitzchak Nafcha. And even Rabbi Yosef, if you're going to prove to me, you're going to tell me, no, I know Abaya, that he held like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Abedimai Adapoisa. How do you know he held like both parts of Rabbi Yossi? Meaning, how do you know he held like Rabbi Yossi that Kolsha Poisel al Yidei Acherim, Poisel al Yidei Atzmai? Vidilma a Enoi Poisel. Maybe he only held like him in the case of Enoi Poisel. The Enoi Poisel was predicated on the fact that sometimes there is a possibility that in the case of a Isha Rabba, that the woman should be Mutter Levayla, where the Halacha should not be Teitzim Mizel Mizel. What's that possibility in the event that it's not Nirikim Machzeh Grushasai? What was the Kol Sheh Poisel predicated on? That in the event it was Arusasai Vigisai that went to Medina Sayam, even though Achas Ishtai is a problem, but there's always a possibility that maybe the Erisin was Ala Tanai. As for that reason, it would be a Poisel Aydei Acherim, because now it is Nirikim So Abaye said, Gishmak, even if you're going to tell me that you know for sure Shmuel held like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, maybe, and when he said Alachik Rabbi Yossi, he meant the Kol She Ein Poisel Al Yedei Acherim, Ein Poisel Al Yedei Atzmai, which really is the Yisoid of Rabbi Yossi, which is that the whole Chashash and the whole reason there's a Teitzim Mizel Mizel is because it's Nirutz Kemach Sigur Shasai. But Lav Dafki held like the first thing that Rabbi Yossi said, the Kol Sheh Poisel Al Yedei Acherim, Poisel Al Yedei Atzmai, meaning in the application of it that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha gave, because maybe Hitaka is not concerned ever that the Erisin would be Allah Tanai. Inami, Abai continued, and he said, Mimai de Isolad Rav Huna. How do you know that Pshat in the Machloik is Rav and Shmuel, is Rav Huna's Pshat? Maybe Rav Huna didn't even say the right Pshat. I said, what's the Machloik? Is Rav said Yavam is like an Eishas Ish? Shmuel said it's not like an Eishas Ish. Who said it's Negei Ad Alocha, Misha Alach Bailam, Dina Sayyam? Whether we say Ad Alocha, Teitzim is Eom Yizeh. Rather, what is Ubed Rav Hamnuna Kamiflagi? Maybe they're arguing Rav Hamnuna's Alocha. Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna said Shemeres Yavam Shazinso, Asur Li Yavam, Shemeres Yavam, that's Mazana, she's also to Yavam. The Rav, I'm a Rav holds a Reiki Eishas Ish, Mifsul Bezuns. That Shemeres Yavam, that's Mazana is going to be also to the Yavam, why? Like in Eishas Ish, that's Mezana is also to her husband. So to a Shemeres Yavam, that's Mezana is going to be also to the Yavam. Shmuel, Shmuel said, Eineke Eishas Ish, that a Shemeres Yavam, that's Mezana is not like an Eishas Ish. And she doesn't become also to the Yavam. Or I can even tell you another Pshat Abaye said, maybe Pekedushin Toifs and Biyavam Kamiflaki. Maybe the Machlaikis is where the Kedushin is Toifs, Biyavam Lashuk. Yavam Lashuk is not allowed to get married. Loisia Eishas Amezachud Zalujzar. What if she does get married? So quick, Rabbi Akiva, Kedushin is never Toifs Bechavilam. What about according to the Chavan, the Kedushin is Toifs Bechavilam? So we know it was a Machlaikis Rav and Shmuel. Oh, my. So the Rav Amar Harei Keshes Ish V'loi Tafsim B'Kedushin, because he holds Harei Keshes Ish V'Shmuel Amei Keshes Ish V'Tafsim B'Kedushin. But the Gemara said, one second, could that be the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel? But if the Gemara Chada Zimno, they already argued it already, so why would you need it a second? The Gemara says, no, Chada Mechlal D'Chamir T'Itmar. It could be they argued it once. We knew one of these two halachas and we were able to buy one from the other. But the bottom line is Maskef L'Rav Yosef, a hard kasha but a geshmak kasha on Shmuel's Psak Halacha Ki Rabbi Yossi, Abaya told him it's not Muchach. And why is it not Muchach? This is a classic Abaya, Taining Zich with Rabbi Yossi. We didn't just ask him a Kasha. Right? There's always a punchline when Abaya is talking to Rabbi Yossi. He says, for this reason, and for that reason, and maybe for this reason, and maybe for that reason. But the bottom line is, it's not Muchach. And on that note, we really, to a degree, are going to return now for a little while to the sugyas, believe it or not, Mesechtes Yevamos. So this is going to be a paper trail, a little bit of a segue from Perikah Isha Rabba back into Yevamos, as we're about to see. But from here until the remainder of the daf, or really today's daf, Daf Tzadik Vav, is going to be very much a Yevamos to Gedaf. We're going to go through it and do what we do, but at the same time, as we'll see, we're going to touch upon a lot of Yesoidus and Mesechtes Yevamos, Yesoidus that we saw not to intimidate in the first parak, in parak Arba Achin, in parak Rabbi Gamliel. And on that note, more Yevamos, Zok Tehillah Gemishnah. Amruloi, if they told a man, Mesa Ishtacha, your wife died. So, Misha Halach Ishtai Lemdina Sayam. And they came and they told him, you should know your wife died. Finasa, Achoisa, Me'avio. And he married his wife's sister, like the Mishnah said on Daf Tzadik Dalet is allowed to do. That's exactly what he did. Now, his wife's sister was only his wife's paternal sister, meaning his wife had a sister where they shared a common father, not a common mother. And he married his wife's sister, Me'avio, Mesa. Then he was told that his wife's sister died, meaning she also went to Medina Sayam. This is the second wife. And he was told that she died as well. Okay. So then he married his second wife's sister. But his second wife was sister was his wife's sister because they shared a common mother. So meaning, he's already married to his third wife. All three of the wives were sisters. The first two wives, meaning wife one and two, are sisters because they have the same father. And wives two and three are sisters because they have the same mother. Mesa, she also went to Medina Sayyam. And they came and they told her that she died. So he married now a fourth wife, Oichashvester. This was his wife's third... This is his third wife's sister, and she's a sister again, Meyavia. Mesa, she went to Bdina Sayam, and he was told that she died. And now he married a fifth wife, also a fifth sister. She's a sister to the fourth wife, but they're sisters again, Meyima. So this man was married to five different wives. They're all sisters, but they're not all sisters to each other. And the reason is because they're half-sisters. So the first two are sisters because they have the same father. And then two and three have the same mother. And then three and four have the same father. And then four and five have the same mother. So some of them are sisters, but not all of them are sisters. But on some level, one to two to three to four to five are sisters. Okay, so this man was married to five different women. They all went to Bedina Sayam. He was told that they all died. And then you know what happened? We're learning Perikah Isherab. Of course, we know what happened. The Nimtzu Kulan Kayamas, and then all five of the sisters showed up. It turns out that everybody was alive. So what's the halacha? Muta b'rishayna u'b'shlishas u'b'chamishas. He's allowed to be married to the first, the third, and the fifth. Now, why can't he be married to the second? Oh, because the second is the first sister. You can't be married to a woman and a sister. So why can't he be married to the third? I thought the first and the second were sisters. The second and the third were sisters. Yeah, but the first and the third weren't sisters. You can't be married to the fourth. Why not? Because the fourth is like the second, sisters to the first, and as a result, you can't be married. You could be married to the fifth, because the fifth is not a sister to the third and the first. So you could be married to any one of the wives that will ultimately not get you into trouble with being married to two sisters at the same time. So says the Mishnah, what that basically means, Mute berishayna ubeshlishes ubechamishes upoitrois sarai sein, in the event that he dies and leaves over no children, it is Yevamos after all, so then the halacha would be that if one of the brothers would do yibum mechalitza with the first, the third, or the fifth, all the others would be mutter. Meaning, that's the halacha anytime a man dies, leaves over no children. If there are several tzaras, you do yibum mechalitza to one, and then everybody else becomes pater. So in this case, that's the way it would be. However, he wouldn't be allowed to be married to the second and the fourth because they are sisters. In the event that this man dies, he leaves over no children, and one of the brothers would go and he would do either yibum mechalitza to the second or the fourth, so of course it would be nothing. Why? They're not his wives. So if they're not his wives, so obviously that's not going to work. The imba ala shniya la'acha misas rishayna. What happens if we found out that the first one really died? Meaning his first wife really died. Up until now, he was married to five wives. All five showed up. Meaning they're all kulan kayamas. In this case, the first one, Taka, died. Now, if the first one, Taka, died, so it comes out that when he married the second one, even though it was Achis Ishtoi, but it's Achamisa. So the second one is going to be Mutter. Now, if the second one is Mutter based on the Cheshbon, the fourth one's going to be Mutter. The third and the fifth are not going to be his wife. So Mutter B'Shnei B'Revius. U'Poitroi, sorry, saying in the event that he dies, even Chalitza to either the second or the fourth is going to be okay. However, he's not going to be married to the third and the fifth because they are Achis Ishtois. And in the event that he dies with no children and there was a Yibam V'Chalitza to one of those sisters, one of those wives, the halacha is, it's not going to work. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Nu halacha. Ben Teisha Shana V'yoyim Echad. In the event that there's a Yibam, again, this is the return to Yavamis, and there's a Yavam, the Yavam was 9 years old. So he's not bar mitzvah, but he was 9 years old. Now, the significance of being 9 years old in the Sechtes Yavamis is because throughout Shas, a boy becomes a bar bia when he turns 9 years old. So 9 years old means his bia is a bia. Yibum is Yavama Yava Yoleh. Once he's 9, he's Shayach to Yavama Yava Yoleh. Now, he's not a bar mitzvah, and he's not a bar das, but at the same time, a bar bia he is. So ben teisha shana v'yom echad, once he turns 9 years old, talach is hu poisel ayidei achim, in the event that he would do Yibum. So for example, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. Reuven died, he left over no children, and there was a brother, Shimon, who was 9 years old, and then there was a brother, Levi, who was a bar mitzvah, and Yehuda, and there's a ganze mishpacha. So in the event that the brother that's 9 years old would do Yibum, so talach is, he would be poisel ayidei achim. None of the other brothers would now be able to do Yibum.
Because that's the halacha. Once one brother does Yibum, none of the brothers afterwards are allowed to do Yibum. Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, going really back to Daf Yudam and Beis, whether there's an Isra Shesach on the other brothers, or it works with Azash Shlichos, and as a result, all it's going to be is an Isra Asay, Bayes Achadu Boina, Veina Boina Shnei Batim, Kivan Shalai Bona, Shavla Yivna, right, all the different halachas. But the bottom line is that once one brother does Yibum, at that point, no one else could do Yibum. So even though he's only 9 years old, says Yibum is not really, really a Yibum, but at the same time, Epesed is, and who Paisa Ideyachin, he's going to make all the brothers possible. V'chein ha'achin Paislin al Yadai. The halacha is that in the event that the other brothers, we'll see what that means, are going to do Yibum, so this Katan that's 9 years old, he's going to become Pasul al Yidei, what those brothers did. Ella, the difference between what he does and what they do is that who poisel tchila? He only has the ability to passel his brothers if he was the first one to do the bia. V'ha'achin poiselin tchila v'soif. However, the brothers would passel him even if they did it afterwards. Meaning, if the first bia that was done by the brothers was done by this katan who's 9 years old, so then the halach is all the brothers are going to be Aser for them to do Yibum. What would be if one of the brothers first did a Yibum and then he went ahead and he did a Bia? So Kamuvan, that's nothing. Because once they did the Yibum, so his Maisa Bia, Nishka Maisa Bia anymore. So his Bia wouldn't have any Koyach anymore. So if he did the first thing, then it's going to be a problem. But in the reverse, it doesn't work that way. If he was the first one to do a Yibum, being that his Yibum is not a Fartig Yibum, even though it's something, but it's not a Fartig Yibum. So if one of the other brothers would do Yibum afterwards, so that Yibum would make him now Aser. Meaning, ordinarily, if he's the first one to do the Yibum, so his Yibum made everybody else Aser, but he himself is Mutter. So let's say when he's old, he's Bar Mitzvah, so then maybe he can go ahead and do the Yibum. No, but if one of the other brothers did a Yibum, so then that Bia is going to make him Pasal. Okay, so what's the case? If you have someone that's 9 years old, he was Bal Yevimtoi, Pasal Ayideyachim. That Bia makes all the brothers Pasal. Bo Aleu Achim. In the event that the brothers afterwards would be Bala, or V'asuba Maimer, or even if they only did Maimer, Nasnu Get, they gave a Get, Oy Chaltzu, or if they did Chalitza, Poislan Al Yadoi, the halacha is, they would make him Pasal, and even if it came after the fact that he already did a Yiba. So, the Gemara is going to discuss the first part of the Mishnah for 3 lines, and then the remainder of the daf is going to discuss the second part of the Mishnah, the Ben Teisha Hashana V'Yemech. So what was the first part of the Mishnah? You had somebody that was married to 5 different women. They're all sisters, but they're not sisters to each other. So there were really 2 cases. The first case was where all 5 of the women who he had thought died turned out to be alive. So the halach is he's mutter with wife 1, 3, and 5. Aser in 2 and 4. The second case was where the first Lentaka wasn't alive. So over there, he's mutter and wife 2 and 4, and he's Aser in 3 and 5. Now, the Lashon of the Mishnah was V'imba al Ashniya la'achar Misas HaRishayna. He was Ba, he married the second wife after the first one had already died. So it sounds a little bit like that's the Chiddush of the second case. In the second case, he got married to the Achis Isha after his wife died. What do you mean? In the first case, that's also what happened. Can't marry Achis Isha. In the first case, he had the same exact problem, right? What was the problem? You got married, and you married the sister. How would you marry the sister? Because you were told that she died. So that was also Lacha Misa. So why is it only the second case that's Lacha Misa? L'chor, the first case, also Lacha Misa. Am Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, Lacha Misa is Rishon of Vaday. Of course, he thought that she died. But the Nafkamin is in the second case, Itaka Kachava. In the first case, that's not what happened. Ben Teisha Shonim V'chulu. So again, just Kedai to be makdim. That really, the next part of the daf, and it's going to segue into the remainder of the parak, really, is going to be talking about a Ben Teisha Shonim Yemechad Zibum. And we saw already from the Mishnah that it's a shtickle a Yibum, but it's also a shtickle not a Yibum. The truth is, we're going to see a Lashon Chazal. We saw this already earlier in the Masechta. The Chazal treated the Bia of a Ben Tes like a Maimer. So we know already that a Maimer is like a Chatzi Chatzi, and to a degree, that's exactly what the Ben Tes Shonim's Bia is. And again, why is it not a full Bia? Not because his Maisa Bia is not a Bia. It's because the Felton Das, he's a cotton. And because he's a cotton, What's the number 9? Because that's what makes him into a barbia. So the Gemara ben teisha shana v'yemechad tchila pasul b'soiflay pasul. Right. So the Mishnah said that in the event that it was a ben teisha shana v'yemechad that he was ba on the avama. So what's the halacha? All the brothers now become pasul. Just like if one brother would do yibum, so none of the brothers would be able to do yibum. So too, if a ben teisha shana v'yemechad does yibum, so too the brothers are not allowed to do yibum. But the Mishnah said there's a chilek. The ben teisha shana v'yemechad is pasul tchila if it was the first bia, but not besoif. If one of the other brothers did something already, at that point his bia is not going to be anything. As it relates to the other brothers, if they would do a bia after the bia's bentes, it would now make the bentes himself also to the yivam. So the Gemara says, is that true? Vatani Rav Zvid Bar Rav Oishir. Rav Zvid Bar Rav Oishir had the following brisa. Oysa maim bia vimtoy. If somebody does maim bia vimtoy, v'ach hakach ba'achiv shu bentesha shana bia yimechad aleo. If one of the brothers did maimer, and then there was a brother that was a bentes, he went and he did bia, the halach is, it's going to disqualify her. I thought you just said that the bia only works betchila, it doesn't work besaif, and here it's besaif. Why? Because it didn't come after a bia, but it came after a maimer. So the Gemara says, Amri, the teretz is, bia, pasol, afilu, besaif. As it relates to the bia of a katan, that's going to pasul even besaif. Maimer, however, tchila pasul besaif lai pasul. When the Mishnah says that there's a chiluk between a bentes and a gadol, it didn't mean as it relates to the bia. What it meant was as it relates to the maimer. As it relates to the bia pasul's betchila, it also pasul's besaif. That's pshat in this braisa. What then is the difference between a ben test? What's this only tchila not besoif in the event that it wasn't a bia, in the event that it was a maim? But the Gemara says not what the Mishnah said. Hu bia afilo besoif pasul v'katani. What the Mishnah say? Ela shehu poisol tchila v'hein tchila besoif keitz ad ben teish nashon v'yei mechad sheba al yuvim toiv v'chul azay did maim. He said it did bia. So the Gemara says, you're right. Chasure mechzer v'hachik tani. We have to do a little reconstructive surgery on the Mishnah and we're going to make it all work. Everything's going to be besoif. Ben teish nashon v'yei mechad. In the event that there was a bentesha shana v'yei mechad, who poisel tchila, v'heim poisel tchila b'saif. He could pasel only b'tchila, they could pasel even tchila b'saif. The medvar, remember, when is this true? That he could only pasel tchila, that's b'maimer. Avo bia, if it was a bia, poiselis, did alochas, he could pasel afilo b'saif, even b'saif keitzat, bentesha shana v'yei mechad abo yevimtoi. If there was a bentesha shana, that was ba on yevimtoi, the halacha is, even if one of the other brothers already did maimer, pasul al yedei achim, he's going to pasul the brothers. Why? Because in that case, he actually would pasul. Either way, chasurei mechzer v'hachik tani, it's true. It certainly sounded like from our reading of the Mishnah that even b'biyah he can't pasul b'soif. No, it meant the maimer can't pasul b'soif, but b'biyah he would be able to pasul b'soif. Aber freit die Gemara. Umi islei maimer klal al yedei achim. It's mavur from what we just said, from the chasurei mechzer, that when the Mishnah said that the bentes could only pasul betchila, it means if he did maim. But if he did yibum, he did bia, it would pasul betchila and it would pasul b'saif. One thing clearly implied from the new Havana of the Mishnah is that a bentes could do maimer. Because if he couldn't do maimer, then that can't be what the Mishnah means. So, afraid the Gemara, could a bentes do maimer? Vatani, we learned in a braisa, bentesha, son of Yemechad, as it relates to someone that's 9 years old, who poisel bedover echad. He has one way to pass. There's one thing he does that's effective. Va'achin poiselin al yode bar badvarim. Whereas the brothers can do 4 things that are going to be effective. Who poisel al yode achin bebia. He can pass the brothers through bia. Va'achin poiselin al yode bebia, bemaimer, beget. Bechalitza. So you see clearly that he can't even do maimer. So the Gemara says no. Bia, really he could do maimer. So why then does it say he's only poisel the bia? Because there's a difference between the way he's poisel the bia versus the way he's poisel the maimer. All the other things. Bia the pasul be mitchilu be besoif. Bia that he could pasul be mitchilu besoif. Psikole. Therefore, we said he could be poisel the bia. Maimer the mitchilu pasul besoif le pasul as opposed to maimer, which he can't do besoif. So loy psikole. Therefore, it wasn't mentioned in this price. A little bit of a daichik. But when the price says that he can only do one, it means one mitchilu u besoif. But of course, he could do everything else. Albeit mitchilu itmer nami. Amr Rabbi Yudah Mashmul yesh. Loi get that even a katan that's a ben tes, his get is a get, meaning it would pasul on the brothers, right? Just like bia, just to be clear, and maimer make the brothers pasul. A get also makes the brothers pasul. B'chinam of tachlivi baravimi yesh loi maimer. So it's mefurish that bia is lav dafka. Aye, it said that who poisel b'dover echad. It means who poisel b'tchilu b'zayv. Tanya nami hachi. It's a brisa also. Yesh loi get that a katan ben tes shonim that gives a get to one of the yavamis, one of the tzaris, the get is a get. V'yesh loi maimer. And there's a maimer to Rameir. Azoi halp Rameir. Says the Gemara, whoa, Rameir?
Ramey is the one that said that? Savor Rameyer, Yeshla get? Is it true Rameyer holds that if a ben test would give a get to a Yavama, the get would be a get? Vatani would learn to the Brice. Also, Bias ben Tesha, Kim Maimer, Begadol. A Bias ben test is treated like Maimer. Rameyer said that just like the Bia of a ben test is like a Maimer, so too, Asu Chalitzas ben Tesha, Ki get Begadol. The Chalitza of a ben test is like a get of a Gadol. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like only a gadol has get. Because ve'im isa, if you're going to tell me that a bentes could also give a get, listen, kegitai, why don't we say the chalitz of a bentes is like his own get? If he can give a get, elamites mashma, that he can't give a get. It's a freit gemara, it's a steer in Rameir. Tanya namihachi, Rameir said, yeshloi get ve'yeshloi maimer, talking about a bentes. And here you have, Rameir said, also chalitz as bentes, kiget and not kigitoi. Sakti Gemara Amrafuna Bereder Rav Yeshua Islay. No, it's both true. Meaning, Lo'olam, Rameyer agrees that a bentes has a get. So why then did Rameyer say, Asu Chalitzas bentes kiget begato? Say, Asu Chalitzas bentes kigitoi. Even a katan has a get. The teretz is vezutar. Because there's enough kamina between the get of a katan and the get of a gadol. And Rameyer was saying that the chalitz of a bentes is like the get of a gadol, not like the get of a katan. Meaning, they're both true. What's the stira? Rameyer holds that a bentes has get. He also holds that chalitza is only like the get of a gadol. Why? Because the two gitten are not the same. And fakir, his whole point is, the chalitza is like the get of a gadol. It's not like the get of a katan. So the Gemara says, what is the nafkamina? Meaning, what's the difference between the get of a katan and the get of a gadol? You tell me, the gadol's get is more effective when it comes to Yibam than a katan's get. In what way? And just to be clear, really a get when it comes to Yavamis is nothing. It's neither here nor there. There's two options when it comes to Yavamis. Or the Yibam or the chalitza. Right? There is no third choice. Get is only because of a chashash. It looks a little like chalitza. It's me'inyan le'inyan. And Maimer, the flip side is because it's a little bit like Yibam, but the whole get, this whole institution, the whole concept of a get when it comes to Yibam is Menit Adin de Rabbana. But the bottom line is the Gemara says as follows, Rabbi Gamliel, Da'ame in get Acha Get. You want to know what the Nafkamin is? Where's the Chumrah of get by a God versus get of a Katan? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Gamliel, who says in get Acha Get, right? Rabbi Gamliel, a parak Rabbi Gamliel fame. He says that if there were a few brothers, one brother gave a get and then the other brother gave a get. So the first get's a get, but the second get is not going to be a get. Or if you gave a get to one Yavama and then you gave a get to another Yavama, the second get is never a get. So honey, when is that true that in get achar get, that the second get is garnet? That's begadol achar gadol v'katan achar katan avo gadol achar katan mahani. But at first the katan gave a get, then a gadol gave a get. Even Rabbi Gamliel would hold yesh get achar get. Ule Rabbanan, and the Gemara says there's an afkamina coin to Rabbanan as well. You don't have to come on to Rabbi Gamliel. Even coin to Rabbanan, the Amri, who hold yesh get achar get, hani mili, you want to know when they hold yesh get achar get? That's begadol achar gadol or bekotan achar kotan. Avo kotan achar gadol. But at first, the gadol would give, and then the katan would give, then the halachas like mahani, in that case it wouldn't work. So the bottom line is, yeah, Rameyer holds that a bentes is get is a get. He also said the chalitza is like the get of a gadol. Why didn't he say like the get of a gadol? It's not the same thing. L'may nafkamina in the sugi of get achar get. Sayin according to Rabbi Gamliel, and sayin nafkamina according to the Rabbanu. Moving along. Ben teish nashon v'yoy mechad. Shabbat yivimtoi. If you had someone that was 9 years old, he was born yivimtoi. V'achar kach ba'ole achiv. Shnehu ben teisha shonim v'yoy mechad. So you had a ben teisha shonim v'yoy mechad. He was ba al yevimtoi. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, we saw in the previous Mishnah, he passels her now on all the brothers. And then there was a brother who was also ben teisha shonim v'yoy mechad, and he was also ba'ala. So the halacha is poisel al yadai. So that second bia is going to make her asur now also to the first brother. Meaning, so the two brothers were both 9 years old. The first one made her usher to the brother, and then the second one made her usher on the first one. Rav Shimon says, Loi Paisel. No, the second one is not going to be a problem. The first one, yeah, but the second one, not. Ben Teish Shon of Yemechad, Shabal Yevimtoi. What happens if a Ben Teish Shon of Yemechad was Baal Yevimtoi? Va'acha kach Baal Tzarasa. And then he was Baal Tzarasa, so the halach is Paisel. So he was born the first Yavama. He wasn't allowed to be born the Tzara. Because once you're born one, you can't be born the other. Then he was born the Tzara. So the beyond the Tzara is a hani that he's going to become Aser on the first Yavama that he was born. Reb Shimon says, Lei Paisel, it's not going to be a problem. So in both cases, Reb Shimon says the second Bia is not a Bia. Right? The cases were very, very similar. In the first case, there's two Yavamin. Each one is Ben Teish Hashanah V'yay Mechad. According to the Chachamim, the first Bia is Asus and the second be Asus. According to Rav Shimon, no, the first, yeah, the second one, not. In the second case, there's one Ben Teisha Shana B'Yamecha, but he's born two Yevamos. According to Chachamim, each one of the Bias is a Hani. According to Rav Shimon, only the first one, not the second. So the Gemara says Tanya. Amalem Rav Shimon Chachamim, Rav Shimon told the Chachamim, in Bia Rishayna Bia, Bia Shnia Eina Bia. Then Bia Rishayna Eina Bia, Bia Shnia Nami Eina Bia. He says, I don't understand the tzad that the second Bia should be a Bia. We've seen this far already, earlier in the Masechta. He says, Mamon Avshach, you're telling me that the Bia of a Ben Tess is a Bia. So if it's a Bia, then the second one is nothing. Elamai, you're concerned that maybe this Bia is not really a Bia. Well, if it's not a Bia, then it shouldn't work anyways to Aser. See, so Mamon Avshach, the second Bia can't be a Bia. The first Bia, Misafik, if you want to tell me a tzad that maybe it's a Bia. But on the tzad that it's a bia, and that's the only tzad that it would create any issue, the second one can't be anything, because it's biach a bia. So if that's the case, it's poshut that the second one is not going to be a problem. So one of my seasons like Ben Azai, our Mishnah is clearly not like Ben Azai. Tanya, we're going to the rice, Ben Azai said, Yesh maimer acha maimer b'shnei yevamin v'yevama achas. He holds, Yesh maimer acha maimer, if there's two yevamin and there's one yevam. Abba ve'ein maimer acha maimer, but there's no maimer acha maimer b'shtei yevamois v'yevama achas. This takes us back to Perikrop Gamliel, Yesh get acha get, chalitza acha chalitza, maimer acha maimer, b'yach abia. So we're not going to go back there now, but what's the shaychus between Ben Azai's statement and our Mishnah? What's the big picture? It's very simple. Because we said on Amud Aleph that Chazal treated the Bia of a Ben Tess like a Maimer. So really what the Mishnah is saying is, Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemecha Jabal Yevimtai, V'achakach Bo Le Ochev Shu Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemecha Poysal Yodai. What we're saying is Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. And Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemecha Jabal Yevimtai V'achakach Bo Le Sarasa, you're also saying Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. So the Reish of the Mishnah and the Sefer of the Mishnah are both saying the same thing. Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer. Not just that. The Reish of the Mishnah is talking about Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer by two Yevamin. And the Sefer of the Mishnah is Yesh Maimer Acha Maimer Yevam Mechad and two Yevamois. Let's see again. What did Ben Azai say? Yesh maimer acha maimer b'shnei yevamim v'yevam achas. Or but the ain maimer acha maimer b'shnei yevamos v'yevam achot. From the fact that our Mishnah said, even in the Seifa, where there's two yevamos and yevam achot, the halacha is that both are going to be possible. Because the bias ben tes, lacha bias ben tes, both of them are bias. So you say, meres yesh maimer acha maimer, because bias ben tes is a maimer. So you see, yesh maimer acha maimer, even b'shtei yevamos v'yavam echad. Just to make a scholar on the next sukkah. Ben Teisha son of Yemecha, same so good. Yet a Ben Teisha son of Yemecha, Jabal Yevimtoi, he was born Yevimtoi, v'meis, and then he died. So you have a Ben Teisha son of Yemecha that did Yibam. And then he himself died. So Allah is chaylatzis for emisabem. If there's another brother that's a gadol, he can't do yibam. The only thing he can do chalitza. And the reason is this takes us back to arba achin. It's because there's a halacha that the only time you can do yibam is if there's zikas yavam echad. V'loy she'oleh zikas shnei yavamin. In this case, just to play it out, Reuven Shimon Alevi. Reuven died. Shimon was 9 years old. He did yibam. And then he died. So now this Yevam is falling to Levi, Saimach Mas Ruven, Saimach Mas Shimon. Ruven, it was a regular wife. Shimon, it was a Ben Teisha Shana B'Yemechad. Just to understand a little bit better, Shimon's Ben Bia, Ben Teisha Shana B'Yemechad was Maimer. So really, she is falling now as Eishes Ruven and Eishes Mamoroi of Shimon. Maimer is not a fire to get Yishus. As a result, this is two Zikas playing out over here. Zikas Beis Yivam and Zikas Beis Yivam. And the halacha is, you do Chalitza, you don't do Yibam. Another halacha, Nasa Isha V'meis. What would be if someone that was 9 years old got married? Stam, nothing to do with Yibam. And then he died. Harei Zupturah. So his brother would be potter from Yibam. His Amanu would not be a Shemeres Yavam. Why? Well, the marriage is Nishkai marriage. You have to be a godel in order to be able to get married. A Ketana can get married, but a Katan can't get married. Ben Teish Nashon of Yehimecha Shabal Yevimtoi. Someone was 9 years old, he was born Yevimtoi, Misha Higdel, and then when he got older, Nasa Isha Acheres, he married another wife. For Mace, and then he died. Ila Yoda, Sarishani Misha Higdel, if he was never Ba on his Yevama, who he had been Miyabim when he was 9 years old, since he became Bar Mitzvah, since he got older, said Allah is Harishaina, the first wife, is Chayletzes, Veloimis Yabemis. Why? Because when the Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemechad did Yibum, it was tantamount to Maimer. If it was tantamount to Maimer, now that he dies again, it comes out she's Eishes Beis Meisim, the Zikas Beis Yevamin, Ruvain, and he himself was the Yavam Ushimin. What was the halach in the Mishnah? Chaylatzes Filemis Yabemis. So here too, the halach is going to be Chaylatzes Filemis Yabemis. However, Vahashnia, the second wife, he married when he was already a god. So Chaylatzes Filemis Yabemis. You want to do Yibin, you can do Yibin. You want to do Chalitza, you can do Chalitza. If, however, he was Yodas, a Rishonim Misha Higdel, so then that would consummate to what was originally only a maimer. So it comes out, there's no Zika's Beis Yevamin anymore. She's only a Shimon. Now the Zika of Reuven's gone. And as a result, if you want to do Yimin, you can do Yimin. You want to do Chalitza, you can do Chalitza. Reb Shimon says that no, even in the case where he was Lo Yodas HaRishani Mishahigdal, Miyabim Le'ezah Shiyirtza, V'choylitz Le'ezah Shiyirtza. If you want to do Yimin, you can do Yimin. If you want to do Chalitza, you can do Chalitza. So the Mishnah, Echad Shu Ben Teisha Shana V'yayim Echad, V'Echad Shu Ben Esam Shalei Hevish Tei Seir. So we're talking about someone that's a Ben Teisha Shanim, the Miyabim Le'ezah and Shiyirtza, V'choylitz Le'ezah. You do Yimin to whichever one you want, and you have to do Chalitza to the second one. So the Mishnah, then when we're talking about someone that's 9 years old, it doesn't mean Dafka 9. But if someone is 20, that didn't bring Shtei Cyrus yet, he's the equivalent of a 9-year-old, meaning because he's still a katan. This goes back to Machlis B'Sham B'Sil, Rabbi Eliezer, when a person who didn't bring Shtei Cyrus becomes a gadol. But the bottom line is that in the event there was no Cyrus at all, and let's say he has no simonim of a Cyrus, so he continues to be a katan. If he continues to be a katan, he's treated like a bentei shalom b'yama. Meaning, the point is that once a person's a barbia and he's a katan, that's when all the Mishnayos and everything that we've been learning are going to go into effect. So let's just learn a drop of Gemara. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hada Amar Rabbanon, this that the Rabbanon says, Zikish Tei Yevamim, Michlat Tzcholtz Yevam, Ulai Miyabma, that a woman that falls Liyibam, Machmas Tu Yevamim. So what's the Halach? You do Chalitza, you don't do Yevam. Right, where did we see that? We said that if a Ben Teisha Shonam Yemechot would do Yevam, it would be like Mimer. So it comes out to Zikas Beis Yevam, the Halach is Chalitza, it's Loi Teima. Don't think that the only time this is true is Heichad Ikat Tzara. In the event that there was also a Tzara in the picture. So meaning there's two women that are falling Liyibam. One of them is Zikas Beis Yevamim, and the other one is not a Zikas Beis Yevamim. There would have been a Havamina that the only time you say Chaylatz Flemi Seabemis is in that case, and the reason is the Ikkel Migza Mishum Tzara, because there's Makum to make Gzeira Mishum Tzara. There could have been such a Havamina. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rava, that can't be the Pshat. Now I know that the Hacha like a Tzara, because in our Mishnah there was no mention of a word Tzara, and still Michal Tzchalzi Yabumi Lamiyab. Now what's Pshat in that? What would have been the Havamina that it should only be Gzeira Mishum Tzara? So Rashi sends us to a Gemara in Perek Arba Achim, a Gemara that we already went through, Ayin Sham. The Mishnah said that in the event that he was 9 years old and he got married, not Yibum, he got married, and then he died, so the Halach is that Shemeres Yavam is not going to fully Yibum. Why not? She's not a Shemeres Yavam because the marriage was Neshta marriage. So the Gemara Tanin Lada Tana Rabbanan, this supports the following braisa: Shoyta v'katan, Shenasu v'meso, Shoyta or a katan. Not he's a shoyta and a katan. Shoyta other a katan. Shenasu, they got married v'meso and they died. Neshasem p'turus min chalitza min ayibum. Their wives are going to be potter from chalitza and from ayibum.